Blog Talk Radio.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here, you can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space. With the air, like I don't care, baby, by the way.
To tell everybody this is the end of the week, which everybody knows. Some people, it doesn't matter. They work during the weekend, and their week doesn't wrap up till Monday or Tuesday. But we are wrapping up the week, although I am really thinking about putting on a Saturday evening show. So stay tuned, because you know I'm always changing. We have such a fabulous week this week. We had new people. We had all of our chatters. We had surprises on the show. And I just loved it. We've got a great week coming up. I've got more different people for you to listen and call in for and to hear about. And the books are just getting full with all kinds of fabulous, wonderful interviews and people that will answer your questions than I can have imagined. So I thank everybody for making this show what it is. We have no chat up today. Again, Blog Talk told me that it was taken care of. But it seems like every Friday they don't turn us on. So I hope that this will be resolved soon. So I do apologize. And today with me, of course, on Friday, is my angel, Candy Emery. Hi, Candy.
Hi, Bonnie. Hi, everybody.
You know, do you want to be called Candy Potter Emery or just Candy Emery or just good old Candy Cane is good for you?
Anything. Okay with me.
You know what's so funny is I used to say that when people would say that they always called me Bunny instead of Bonnie. And I would say, my name is Bonnie. And then I thought, you know what? And they always got my last name pretty not great. So I used to say, just anything, you can call me anything, just make it clean. And so that's what I used to say. So how are you on this Friday, Candy?
I'm good today. And you?
I am doing fabulous. You know, it's the end of the week. It's, well, for most people, even if you work, it seems like Friday is the end of the week, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
And you know what? We're getting ready to wrap up past lives. I can feel it. I can feel spirit starting to bring something else through. And I have a feeling it's going to be on the spring equinox. And I have somebody here online that will be able to tell us, Kelly, about the spring equinox. Isn't it March 21st or 22nd, something like that? And I have this
coming up. I know that much. I'm not sure which day though.
Yeah. Well, when it does, I have this feeling, this gnawing feeling, that when that changes, so will our topic. So it has been so much fun. And I love that we got to see what people were in their past lives, feel they were in their past lives, saw from their past lives. And like I said, we're getting ready to wrap up that combo. So is there anything about your past life? I know and I love when you tell me about how you're this little fairy in these video games with this big machete. So I love that. And I want you to tell everybody about that past life before we actually get to the phone line. So hold on, everyone. We are, hold on, because you're in for a ride here in this past life. Go for it, Candy.
Okay, in the past life that she was talking about, I was actually an Irish warrior that went to Scotland to be a royal guard for the Queen Mary of Scots. And all I ever did was run, like, trebuchets, rams, you know, like siege weapons. And that's all I ever did. It's all I ever did. And I ran into this game. It's called Dark Age of Camelot. And I actually play a little, like, well, they're called stealthers. You know, I use a bow and arrow and stuff like that. But for, like, years, this game's been out for 15 years, for, like, 10 years of that, I would just use, like, a trebuchet every day, all the time, just, like, hitting, like, the keep walls and things like that. It was just, like, it was just satisfying me. And then, I'm not sure what year it came out, the movie Arthur with Clive Owen and Kira Sedgwick, when Merlin brings this big trebuchet out, it's like, give it to me. I want to use it.
Oh, you know what? That is, I just think that was the coolest thing because I wanted people to know it's not always about love and it's not always about seeing like your friends in past lives. It's actually being in your past life, bringing a little piece of that here. And, you know, if you know Candy, she's our angel speak, of which you're going to hear today. But she is the most gentlest soul. So when you think about that, this is the way she brings a piece of that past life in. That's very, very satisfying for her because some of her soul is still a piece of her past lives. We're all pieces of our past lives. Isn't that cool?
Yeah, and in that life, the gentleman was never married. His life was just protecting the Queen Mary of Scots. And I do know when he passed that he was hit in the back of the head, and he, you know, I do know, you know, I know that much.
And isn't that because you have the back of your neck or something always gives you pain?
Yeah, but that one's a different one. This one was up in, like, the crown. But I do have headaches there. You're right, I do have headaches there, but the other one was from another lifetime.
Oh, my God, you were a fighter, and now you're a lover. That's all I have to say. And, you know, all I have is the queen energy that I can remember and that I see all my past lives. And then I look at this life, and, yes, I have a great life. I have beautiful children and a wonderful husband. But I think to myself, where is my royal court and castles? But when I look around, I guess I have them. So, yeah, my language is of the queen, so people don't always love it. I'll say, you do this, I need this, and that's really from giving orders, and I hate that. I know that people, you know, especially my children, don't like it, and I am working on that part of my past life. Otherwise, I am in love with life always, and what I hear, Candy, is that I keep jumping in and out of lives because I just love it down here.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That or I can't learn my lessons quick enough. But I do want to I pull cards for Friday, and then we're going to go to the phone lines because it's a short, it is a very short show today. It's usually 2 hours. Today it's an hour. My daughter finds out where she does her residency at 1 o'clock today. So, woohoo! Good luck, my daughter.
Woo-hoo!
So,
yes.
And I'll let everybody know on Monday. So, I pulled three cards, and I know you were with me when I pulled them, and somebody in chat or that is listening to the show or online, this is for you. And really probably everybody could take a piece of these. First, I pulled from my flower therapy deck, You Are Lovable. It's a beautiful light pink camellia with beautiful yellow stems inside. You love when love who you are. You are created perfectly. Everything about you is true self-beauty. Just remember that, everyone. The next card, of course, mine tell a story, so I have to pull three. The next card, and they're from different decks, is from my Magic Unicorn deck. And this is the Healer card. Oh, this is so beautiful. It's a beautiful fairy with a little tiny baby unicorn. And it says, you have the power to help and heal others. I love that. We got healers in the audience here.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And then the card that keeps coming up every Friday, it's really crazy, is the relationship card. I am attracted to those people who serve my higher good. So when I look at this story, Candy, and I'll get your opinion because I know you'll agree, but it tells me that there is somebody in the audience or all of us who don't feel that we're totally loved all the time. And we feel like we've got to be perfect in this world. And some way we don't think we are. So this card is saying, you are perfect the way you are. You are a healer. We're all able to heal through our words, through a smile, through if you're a healer, hands-on healer, Reiki healer, nurse, every kind of, you know, healer you can think of. And then relationship. I mean, think about that. You're a healer. You've got to start loving yourself. And you better be attracted to people who only serve your highest good. So somebody in the audience is having some relationship issues. Just remember, we have to love ourselves. So what do you think about that, Candy?
I agree. I pulled two cards, too, and they kind of go with what you're saying today. The first one is 13. Peace, Archangel Azrael, release the past. There is a more enchanting future coming. Let go and let God.
I love that.
A beautiful angel with its wings open in like a forest with flowers below it.
Mm-hmm.
And the second one is Page of Raphael, gentle, loving, dreamy, open-hearted. A new emotional situation. Message regarding relationships or social invitations. Great intuitive insight. So
wow, that's so.
You could continue with my cards.
Yeah. And Candy and I are not in the same place, even though we sound like we are.
Yeah.
So because we have a short show, I am going to get to the audience first so that we can get them in too. So guys, be prepared to answer a question we have for you, like how these cards might relate to you or anything about past lives. So I am going to pick up because she called me early today. Kelly, hi.
Good morning. How are you doing?
How are you doing? Yeah, how are you doing?
Well, I'm up. We've been babysitting chicks. We finally got chicks yesterday.
Well, here's the nice thing. If you relate to these cards, you're a healer, Kelly, which you are a Reiki master. And you have to love yourself. And then here comes the relationships. Well, maybe it's with the chickens today. How are they? I mean, are you loving them and cuddling with them and all that kind of stuff? I know some have not made it. I never could figure out how you could mail chickens. So, you know, I'm really kind of upset about that.
They put them in a cardboard box. They apparently, and I didn't know this, that when they first hatch, the hatcheries, they say that, you know, because they've consumed the yolk and all that stuff, they can live for 3 days without food and water. That's why they do a 3-day guarantee on, you know, on the shipping stuff. So these chicks were hatched. Regrettably, it was under a Gemini moon, which is a barren sign. And it's like, yeah, we've had, I did my count, and it's like, we've lost 8 of them. So we started with 32, so we're down 8. So, yeah, it's like Gemini is not a good time to have chickens under.
Or maybe, you know, I wonder with anybody with a Gemini moon, does that mean it for people too, if they have their moon in Gemini? No, because then there would be, you know, but yeah, we'll have to ask Ron that. But my question would be for Candy is, do you think she's, how many more chicks do you think, how many do you think are going to make it?
I wrote down most all of them.
I'm sorry?
You might lose a few more. I'm getting picking up dehydration.
See, and that's really weird because we've got, I mean, that was one of the first things we did was, like, they sent us a special packet of stuff, and you mix it with water, and it's this kind of green, it's called grow gel, and it's like, you know, we made sure that, we handled each one of them as we took them out, and it's like we made sure that they pecked at it. We held them, you know, probably, like, for a couple of minutes, and they, you know, pecked at it, and we knew they had that stuff. And then they gave us, you know, instructions as, like, you know, make sure they have this available for so long a time. And then, you know, provide them water and food within this amount of time. It's like, okay, and we did everything exactly what they told us to do. And it's like, you know, and they said some of them, like, if they don't act like they're, you know, if they're acting kind of luggy or whatever, it's like, you know, you dip their beaks in. And it's like, and once they start drinking, they're okay. It's like, you know, then they perk up and they peep around. So it's like they've all had drinks. They've all had, you know, at this point they've all had food and everything that they're supposed to have. They've got the heat. Heat's at about 92 degrees. It's supposed to be 90 to 95 for the first week. And it's like, you know, they're warm, they got water, they got food. It's like, yeah, we don't know what else to do for them.
Mm-hmm. Well, do you think do you think a lot of them are going to last, Candy?
I don't like predicting this. It's just, I feel at least a couple more might not make it.
Yeah, we're babysitting, literally. We're babysitting. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know what, Kelly, I almost think that maybe, you know, if you hatch like 100 chickens, even if you were like the mother hen, I would believe some of them wouldn't hatch.
So maybe this is just attrition.
This is just attrition by natural form, only it's at your house. So I would definitely call the hatcheries, and I wouldn't have any more delivered. I want your money back is what I'd want. Because can't you get a male one there that can populate the crowd there so you don't have to order anymore?
Well, that's actually what we did is, like, we bought some of them, and this is funny, the ones that we bought locally that were, like, in the store and stuff, because we bought 4 of them from the store, and then we had 28, you know, come in, so we started with 32. The ones we bought from Murdoch's are doing great, and it's like, you know, they're up and around. It's just the ones, like I said, when they first got here, there was 3 what we call DOA. They were dead in the box. They were dead on arrival. So it's like, you know, there's no question, you know, no question on that one. But, you know, then again, it's like it was really funny because they, when they shipped them out, we tracked them. And we thought they would, you know, because they sent them out on a plane, and they say, you know, rush live chicks. Instead of putting them on, they came from Webster City, Iowa. And instead of putting them on a plane to come to Denver, to come up to Cheyenne, to come up, you know, they could have had, like, you know, probably like a two-day delivery. But they, when we tracked them, they shipped them to St. Louis, Missouri. And I was like, okay, first of all, they shipped them south. And it's like, you know, we haven't gone through and tracked and seen every place they went. But it's like they shipped them all over the place. Like, wow.
Well,
wow.
Yeah. And plus another thing is, I'm sorry, they're jarred and they're moved. It's not like being in a nest.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you're going to have, I would bet you they know how many are going, they're going to have to replace. But
yeah.
I would, you know, I would not be replacing anymore by mail. But I think you're going to have enough, and I believe that if you want to mail one, that'll populate
the
ones you have.
We ordered lots of roosters, actually, because the children are taken 4-H, you know, some to sell. They're taken like 6 of them to sell, and we ordered like, we had like 10, 11, 12, 13. We ordered 14 roosters. We had 14 roosters total. So, yeah.
Okay,
I know we got
well,
some roosters around, so we're good.
Well, maybe you could actually sell some of the babies to Murdochs instead and let them sell them, you know. So that might not be a bad idea as far as that versus, you know, use them as a hatchery instead of taking them, you know, somewhere else. Maybe that would be besides the eggs. You could, you know, ask Murdochs if they want to buy some of your chickens when they hatch.
Right. Yeah.
To sell.
That would be a while off. I was going to say they don't actually start laying eggs till about 6 months old. So it's like we're looking at September for later. So yeah.
Oh, okay. Well,
it's a while.
Well, do you have any questions? Tell us what you want to ask us, Kelly. Also, I think I asked you. You know about past lives, so
right.
You know if you can. I think what you said when you were on the show about your husband and you know how you knew that he was. But do you remember any of your past lives from a different planet or a different place?
Not a different planet, but from different places and times. I know I had one in Atlantis,
mm-hmm.
And it's like I remembered I was, you know, I was petite and blonde and whatever, and it's like, and I was in.
In your body this time.
There you go.
But I'm not petite
anymore.
But go ahead.
Right. There you go. Oh, no.
Uh-huh.
But there was, I worked like in the temple or something like that, but it's like they had these really cool, it was like a necklace. It was like almost like a collar. I mean, they were like, you know, 3-4 inches thick and they were stones and stuff. And when you passed certain things and it's kind of like a college graduation. Instead of a mortarboard and a, you know, tassel thing, it's like they put this collar, you know, or they put this necklace, you know, awarded you with this necklace. And then you wore it all the time so people knew your status or whatever. And it's like, and that's where, that's why I have the affinity with the cards that I do, because I helped develop that deck. Then there was another one that I remember it was in South America. I was a male in that one, and I was sticking up, you know, for, I'll say prisoners, you know, that my tribe or whatever, you know, would take other people as prisoners, and they weren't kind to them. And I spoke up against this, and they crippled me, my own tribe crippled me in my feet. So, you know, they had a thing that they did to people's feet, you know, beat them and put them in fire and stuff like that. So it's like I ended up being a cripple the rest of my days on
right.
that one. Yeah.
Oh.
And then,
well, I love
there
the card one, Kelly. I love the card
oh,
one.
Yeah.
You really need to, yeah, you need to find, oh, here's the need word. Remember, I'm a queen here. You need to find your cards because people love them and, you know, we would love
yeah.
you to come back and do your cards.
Well, and The positive moment on that is after the next bit of snow gets by here, we're having cold weather at the moment. But the cool thing is, I at least got my stuff filed with the state. I finally got the response. I mean, not a response back from them, but it's like I got the card back because I said it, you know, certified return receipt requested. So it's like I finally got my, they received it, which is great. And it's like I'm going to give them a call today and see if they've approved it because I haven't heard back. So it's like, but they got it. They stamped that they got it all in their office on Monday the 14th. So we
right.
should have a resolution fairly quickly with whatever's going on with the goats occupying my property. So it's like that should be taken care of. And it was funny because I think it was Annabelle that said that it was going to be in March when we got it resolved. And I was going, she's right on.
Yeah. She is, you
know. We'll know that next week.
Yeah, please call her and tell her, because I'm sure. I got them so back discombobulated because there is, and I wish you would have internet so that you could put Candy and everybody on, because I will not be next week's fine. I've got Jerry, I've got Annabelle and Ron, I've got we've got Brian Rawls who's coming on Thursday, so we've got a lot of people, and the following week I am having to take a girlfriend for some surgery in St. Pete, so I won't be here. Yeah, I won't be here almost 3 days, Kelly, and you could have done the show. So, and I can't get anybody else to
people,
you know,
hear about internet.
Listen, if I could teleport you here for 3 days to do the show, believe me, I would. So so it would be really a good thing. But the good news is that you're getting everything. Remember, I saw that list. If you put those lists, you're checking the first
I got
off.
My list. I'm checking my stuff off. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm working it.
Okay.
I did that.
Before I move to the next caller, and please stay on and I'll put you on after, but can you please tell us, did you have any question you really wanted to ask, or you just want to chat?
I'll always kind of do is like, you know, my forever question is always is like, you know, is there any, what's going on the other side? It's like, you know, because I mean, it seems really quiet around here. So I'm like, on, is everybody busy or what? You know, what's going on? Or, you know, are there any messages or, you know, things like that? It's like, what's my next best course of action, guys? It's like,
go ahead,
Candy.
Well, the first thing I wrote down when you started talking, Kelly, is do you have a backache?
I have a backache. I need to go see the chiropractor. Yeah.
Okay, because as soon as I heard your voice, my back started hurting.
Yeah,
I hear you, Candy. I can feel you standing up. So I knew you stood up a couple
times.
Thank you. Okay. Kelly, get your back fixed, please.
Yeah, and I also wrote down that you're very tired.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At the moment, I've been up the greater part of the night. Just, you know, I'm checking. It's like a little baby, you know. So I've been checking on about every 2 hours. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but before that, you were tired too, weren't you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't.
But
I haven't slept really good for a while. Yeah.
What I'm picking up is you're trying to download, but you're refusing to go to sleep to have the download.
Aha, uh-huh. Okay.
Mhm. So, that's what that was. And as far as your loved ones over there, I'm hearing that some of them are in school. I hear some of them are off doing their jobs, whatever that is.
Right.
But they're there. They pop in every once in a while. They're there, but they're off doing their stuff.
What they need to do, right.
What they need to do. Yeah. So you need to get some sleep so you can do your downloads and get this ascension going. Why are you refusing to have your download? Why are you not wanting to ascend?
I don't know. It just seems like there's so much to do, and there's so, not that there's little time to do it. It's like, you know, we've all got 24 hours, but my trouble right now is I'm trying to work 24 hours, and it's like I can't do that. It's like, you know, but I'll sleep a couple hours and work a bit, and I'll sleep 3 or 4 hours and work a bit, and it's like going, yeah, I need the 6 hour sleep, and it's like I'm just
oh,
I'm
so
it's
that's
like,
why
I'm
I pulled that card,
sleep.
Let go and let God.
Okay.
Well, I gotta tell you something, Kelly. Too is there's telling me that if you don't, because you can't, you know, I know that for the next, you know, few days, it's just not gonna be that you're gonna get any sleep. I could feel maybe the next week, but you know what they're telling me is you can meditate. If you go into a deep meditation for at least 20 to 30 minutes, they will be able to download in sections for you, but you've got to go into a deep meditation. So if I were you, I would let the kids, and you know how to do this, I would let the kids, you know, after the 24 to 48 hours, I would go into a deep meditation, even if it's for an hour a day, and let them download what they need.
Okay.
Right. And now the other side, and then I'm going to pick up another caller. So the other side is saying what's really crazy, as they said, that you don't need them as much, that they're allowing you, because these are life, this right now what you're doing is you're at a crossroads, and they are watching what is going on and which way you're going. And yes, they're there to give you guidance, but they're not there to be on top of you, because these are life decisions and life lessons that you are about to embark on. And whereas they're not going to let you fail, because you're not going to, they're not there to give you the answers. But that's what they're saying. So to me, they've stepped back, because you are right now unable to really take on more. So what they're saying is they're there to guide you. They're going to always be with you. Your angels are there to help you make the right decisions. But your peeps up there can't at this point. They're stepping back because you're doing a great job, Kelly. You're doing a fabulous job, and you don't need them as much. And what they're saying is these are crossroads for you in the next 2 years, and they'll be with you, but you might not always hear them or see them around, because you really are moving up, just like Candy is telling you, you're ascending. So with that, they're going to step back.
Gotcha.
They won't leave you, though, okay?
No. That's good. I was going to say, I like having my skinless friends.
they'll be back
family.
In full force. They'll be back in full force, I have a feeling, in the next 5 weeks, 5 to 6 weeks. So I just think go ahead, Candy.
And one last thing, Archangel Zadokiel is calling you, so. I guess Zadokiel. So you need to do some work with him.
Okay. What does he do? What's his specialty?
Oh, goodness.
You're going to have to look him up, Kelly. She's only getting a download that's who you need to work with. So, you don't even have internet. I'll tell you what. If you, Candy, after the show, can look up.
He's the Archangel of Freedom, Deliverance, Mercy, and the Patron Angel of who forgives.
Freedom. Okay, I got freedom. Freedom forgives. And what was the middle one?
Benevolence. Mercy.
Okay.
So you know what, Kelly? I think probably what that means is for people like go ahead.
For healing painful memories, remembering your divine spiritual origin.
Oh, I know what that's all about. You know who that's about. You still haven't healed on that one, because until you get rid of your, they're showing me your boxes, and that'll be the last of the shows that you were on that he did you wrong. I think that until that's all gone, those memories, that's what she's talking about. I believe that's what, I see it. You know, you need to clear your space, and, you know, that's why it was so important for me. That's great for me to know the Zadokiel, because I keep wanting you to go clear your space down there and get rid of everything. I don't care if you have to send it away, give it away, or throw it away. It is really for your to clear out the past memories. So.
Gotcha. Okay.
All right. I hope that you hang on, because you know you never know. But hang on and listen. Okay. We love you, Kelly.
I will probably press. I'll press number one so it'll drop me to the bottom. But it's like I'll still be there. Thank you.
Wait, Kelly. I just want to tell you. You need to name two chickens after us, Bonnie and Candy. I want to be the really fluffy, pretty one. Okay.
Okay.
I don't care if I lay eggs.
I'm sure there'll be a queen chicken in there. So it's like, well, we'll figure out which chicken is the queen and rules the roost. And it's like, we'll name her Bonnie.
Thank you, honey. I love you. And if there's one that's a true angel that gives to all their brothers and sisters before they take, then you can name it after Candy. Okay? The helping one.
That's fantastic.
All right. I'll talk to you soon, Kelly.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I just love her. I hope Kelly comes back quickly, because I just loved her cards, and everybody else did too. 518, you are on with Candy and Bonnie, or Bonnie and Candy. Oh, my God, Candy, I actually said your name first. Hi.
Oh, wow.
Hi. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Who are we speaking with this morning?
My name is Melissa.
Hi, Melissa. Is it Melissa or Morris?
Melissa.
Melissa. Melissa. So you've been listening to us. What do you have to add to either the past life issues that we've been talking about, issues, phobias, meeting past life people or lives that you've seen, or we are talking about that and what and or relationships, one or the other. So can do you have anything to add to that before you ask the question?
No, I never experienced any type of past life experience.
Well, you have, you just don't remember them. They haven't triggered anything. Have you ever had a moment of deja vu?
Yeah, I've had that a few times.
Okay, so if you have deja vu, like you've been somewhere before and you know you haven't, that's from a past life. Now you can't say you never experienced past life.
To remember.
Yeah. So that's pretty cool. What question do you have for us today?
I got a question about a job. I had an interview last week for a job, and I'm just wondering if I'm going to get it or not. They're supposed to get back to me by this end of this week, and I haven't heard anything yet.
Okay. Candy, what are you picking up?
I feel that there's a couple people that are in contention for it. I feel that you're, like, in the top three, that it still feels like they're going through all the paperwork. And I don't feel anything until the beginning of next week.
Okay.
Is it an HR department that calls you?
Yes.
Okay. I don't think there's anything wrong because I believe in proactive, being proactive, and I agree with Candy. You probably aren't going to hear until next week. And one way or the other, you do need to hear. So I would call if you don't hear by, I think the thing is about Fridays, that when they say the end of the week, and Candy knows this because she's kind of gone through it a little bit, not with her, but somebody in her family. Yeah. They tell you at the end of the week, and Friday, they're not going to tell you anything because everybody's wrapping up their stuff, and they Mondays and Tuesdays are when they start calling you. Yeah. Okay. So,
I wrote Tuesday down, actually.
Yeah. Okay. So one of two things you can do is if you really think about wanting to call them, because you're not going to hear today, is to call up and say, hi, I interviewed for the job a week ago, and I know they said, and I know that I know Fridays aren't a great day, but I would just want to know, have you made any decision about that job? And if they say, well, we told you we would call you or get back to you, don't get offended, because I think that there's nothing wrong with being proactive.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, Melissa, I want to ask why you, I wrote down you need to heal your heart. What's going on with your heart? Why is it so in so much pain, and I feel it's broken and it's upset?
Well, about 2 years ago, I got out of a really bad relationship. So I've been spending time just, I guess healing, taking time out, not taking time out, not getting really involved with anybody, and just figuring out, who I want, what I want in my life, and, finding myself again.
Okay, what I'm going to suggest to do is that you get in contact with Archangel Shamiel. He is of the pink ray. Get, like, a pink quartz. It helps heal your heart.
I got two of
those. Oh, good. Okay, then you know who Archangel Shamiel is then?
I've read a little bit about it.
Okay, start bringing him into your life. Archangel Raphael, too, to help heal your heart. And I'm also picking up Archangel Gabriel to help you.
Okay.
So with this combination of I feel that, if you work really hard on it, by September you'll be feeling better about the situation. I feel that if you start uplifting yourself, that this will bring out more of, loving for yourself and others. Do you like to go out in the park? I'm seeing park. They're giving me a park situation. like looking at the water, looking at the flowers, looking at the trees, and just sitting there and be with yourself, like a meditation. You don't actually have to meditate, but you just sit there, but that's your meditation. Okay.
Yeah, I do that a lot. Well, now the weather's going to get nice, I'll do that a lot.
Yeah, well, I just feel you. They showed me that scene, so.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, with the summer, I have a feeling you're going to heal a lot more.
Yeah.
But it's going to be a little bit slow, but if you bring in these archangels that I suggest and start working with them and their colors and stones, it's going to make a huge difference.
Okay.
I got to tell you something. These three cards are for you. Love yourself. You're a healer, and your relationships. I mean, these are. I just see these three cards sitting in front of your forehead. So you are the person that called in for these cards. Well, I always say bring these cards to someone who is calling in or in the audience. So, and then when that happens, they show me the person by putting the three cards on your forehead. So this is so for you. But I want to tell you, because I love, 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 and I know that we are here to learn lessons. So not every love goes perfect. But, and you know this, because I feel really good, strong, very old and not chronologically soul in you. So I feel you've been around, you are around, and you came around. So for me, this is a life lesson you wrote in for yourself. But I feel that you are more... that you feel more comfortable on your own, and you can self-heal, and that's why you've taken these 2 years. But you do know that you're here to learn, and learning, you've already learned how to be with yourself. You've known how to be with yourself in many other lifetimes. Yeah. So what you need to do in the lessons here is how to choose. And I think this next time, please don't close off too long, because I think no matter what happens, it's life lessons. So let's say you go through three people and, you know, you've learned now what you don't want. And but every new one is the next step to learning some lesson karmically that you're here for. So don't stay alone too long. That's the lessons you've always had and you know really well. The lesson you're here for is to learn how to choose. And you can't choose if you're alone. So this summer sounds like a great time, because you'll be in full bloom, which I see because of the parks and the flowers. And I really, really feel that you are going to understand relationships a lot better. And possibly, you know, you're going to need somebody that loves that park as much as you do, or loves walking in a park or meditating as much as you do. So go for it, okay?
Okay.
I have one last question. How old are you?
45.
Okay, I wrote 46 down, so...
I'll be 46 this year.
Okay.
Well, guess what? Go for it, Candy Fowler.
Yeah, the 46th year, that's where you're going to be doing a lot of your healing.
And you do know that the 46th year in you know, we feel started at your 45th, the day after your 45th birthday.
Yeah.
So this year was a lot of healing for you.
Okay.
So, and I know you called about jobs, but, you know, sometimes you got to get other messages.
You got a little extra in there.
So I wouldn't worry about this job.
We bring what we write down. I mean, I write things down. I do channeling, you know. So they give you what you need.
Right. Sometimes the question you ask, I'm iffy on this job, if you ask me. I think that they're iffy right now. So I don't want you to get, because I believe that you are such a learned soul in this earth, and I don't know why I'm saying that, but this is what they're giving me, that whatever job is going to come your way is going to be what they bring you. So if you get this job and then you know, and they tell you, and I think there is a possibility that you are, then you know you're at the right place for what reason, you know, you'll have to figure out. But if you don't get discouraged, because I feel like the next one that comes along is going to come within 4 weeks of the first one. So, Okay, so either you have to apply.
Please call back and let us know.
Yeah.
Okay, yep.
All right,
thank you.
A great day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. You know, Candy, I just love all of our callers. They're all so, oh my gosh, they're all so metaphysical. They're all so, it's just so easy to like say, oh, meditator, do you use crystals? Most everyone does, even ones that don't think they're metaphysical. Now, she's metaphysical, but, you know, it's just so cool. I love this. Oh, I did? Oh, okay. No, Candy, I didn't mute you. Candy?
Somebody did.
Oh,
say
hi. I did mute you, and I didn't mute Melissa. Oh, gosh. You know what? I can't even believe I did that. So the thing is with, and I'm glad, well, she was on listening anyway. Everyone we encounter, I just love because this was a good example of spirit telling them what they needed to hear first, what they wanted to hear second. So I am going to pick up the next caller because we don't have long. 808, you are on with Bonnie and Candy. Sorry, Candy, I came first.
Hi.
Hi.
Ooh. Who am I?
How are you all doing?
We are
great. How are you?
I'm great.
My name is Talisha.
Hi, Talisha. So how are you today?
I'm good. I'm tired, but I'm good.
Well, honey, okay. We love good, and tired means that you're doing something. So tell us what question you have for us today, because we have a short show, unfortunately. I have a doctor's appointment. My daughter's in, and she has a dentist appointment, and then I have a doctor's appointment, and we couldn't schedule them later. So it's crazy couple weeks coming up with all kinds of stuff. So, Talisha, before I talk and get all of and take all of your time up, what can we do for you?
Well, I wanted to know if either of you see, you know, my relationship going anywhere beyond where it's at now. I don't know if you need to know, like, how long we've been together or names or any of that.
What's his name?
Yeah, because I have...
His name is Justin.
Justin?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to tell you what I picked up first when I first heard your voice. A very bubbly energy. You are extremely metaphysical. I feel that you see things and stuff like that. And that you have a grandma that has passed that ruled the roost.
I think I brought that through for you last time, Talisha, that you have a grandmother. And I think I even channeled some of what she was saying to you.
Yeah.
So if I remember correctly.
Yeah. I just seen this lady, and she's just like, I'm rule the roost. What I said.
She still rules the roost.
Okay, on your relationship with Justin, I feel a hesitancy to go further. I'm going to let Bonnie take this one because I just feel it hesitant. I don't know why.
Well,
so
I think it's what I'm hearing is yes, that this relationship can move on, but I think there's some things that both of you have to iron out first. I think he's is he the one that's hesitant?
I think it's me.
Okay.
Because that's what
I was going to say, that I don't feel it's him. I think he really likes you. I feel that there are things in his past that that kind of make you think if this is him. And I think that you are the one that can move this relationship forward because I think you can. But let me warn you that when you have a hesitancy, it's one of two reasons. One is you're hesitant because of things that happened to you in the past and that you need to resolve them because everybody's different in each relationship. They bring in different things. Or it's him. And that would mean that there's things that he has to resolve for you in order for you to move forward. So which is it?
I think it's a combination of both. Like I recently just went and did something that I had done in a previous relationship and it ended up horrible. Mm-hmm. And you know, I have to think to myself, you know, okay, well, that doesn't mean that it's going to happen this time.
That's right.
Because it's a different person. But, and then there are, like, little things, like, just we're in a very confined living space right now,
mm-hmm.
and it's driving us all crazy. Like, there are small things that could certainly be fixed. Like, we don't get to spend enough time together. He works constantly. I have a son. Like, everybody's trying to, you know, grab time and things where they can. And so it's just a little complicated right now. And I guess it makes me worry. I'm just worried about
okay.
things.
Well, here's the deal. If you're worried about how he feels, he's in it to win it. Okay, that's what I'm hearing. But if you ask me how you feel, when you start looking at past behaviors, it's you who has to take a look at why, not him. When I will tell you that I would not move forward very quickly. I would resolve the issues that you have, and it's very easy to do that, I feel, with you. So first, if I were you, I would start looking at this. I need to be more romantic and see what happens. I know you can't in a small space, but yes, you can. You can all go on picnics, even if it's for 10 minutes. You can make a picnic out your back. You've got to bring the romance back into this to see where this is going to lead. And if your son is included, that's fine. You can take him on the picnic too. If you want some time with him and you only have an hour a day, say, because he's working, then you take the half an hour, and then the other half an hour has to be spent with the three of you. If you do this for at least like 4 weeks and really change up the change up, you're going to figure out whether you want this for the rest of your life. And I feel like you're going to fall in love with him more romantically, and he's going to be more romantic. If it continues the way it is, I think it's going to be work, 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 lose interest. That's what I think will happen.
And that's what worries me.
Yeah, but you know what?
Like, I don't want to attach myself if that's what, you know, I think that's my issue. I'm going, if it's...
Well, is he a Capricorn? What's his birthday?
He's an earth sign. He's,
yeah.
He's born. He's a Taurus.
Okay.
Ooh.
So he's also got, he loves fine things. He is stubborn. But the thing is, I think he's got some Capricorn in him. If he does, if he has anything in Capricorn, he's a workhorse. And that would mean he shows love through work, and you're never going to change that. So you just have to appreciate it. Well, you have to know that, well, listen, you don't want the man who shows love through him sitting on a sofa doing nothing now, do you?
And he said that to me. That's true. I think I feel bad because I know that he's working himself so hard because he's trying to prove something to me.
Absolutely.
Like, I see that.
And then it
makes me sad.
No. See, you've got to start thinking in a different light. Start thinking of snippets of time. So if he comes home and he's tired and you know it, I wouldn't force him to go to the movies or do something, but I might have a nice glass of wine if you're old enough for him and a piece of cheese, and for 15 minutes stare in each other's eyes and say, you know, I miss you, and I'm so happy you're doing, you know, you're working, and, you know, that you really have made us so much, you know, you've really contributed to the family or me, and I just so appreciate you. If you do this for 15 minutes a day, I will guarantee you that you will understand this man better. Okay?
Okay.
I have to say, Spirit is kind of hilarious. They brought up bubble bath.
maybe that's her son. Oh, God. Go ahead.
No, like, we used to do that. Like, I used to go and take baths. Like, when we first got together, I'd get in the bathtub, and he would come, and he would just sit on the toilet, and he would talk to me,
well,
no matter how long I was in there.
Okay.
Well.
So, yeah. So it's up to you, honey, Talisha, if it's up to you whether this relationship works. But remember this saying, where I go, there you are. So if you're going to repeat the same thing with each man and not change you to what you want, not you yourself because you're perfect, but what you want to bring to the relationship as well as them, then you're going to have the same problem over and over and over again. I'm not going to say this is not going to that this is going to last, but I see the potential that it can. But you have to be in it to win it, is what I'm hearing. So.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, I'm on it. Thank you.
All right, girl, call us back and let us know, okay? And listen,
all right.
If you're going to take a bubble bath, you can tell us, but just don't tell us the details in between, okay?
There were no details, that's for you.
Well, I understand that, but, you know, romance doesn't have to always be at the sexual level of an act. It can be it's flirting and watching each other, drinking wine. Sometimes it's better romantically to do that than to fulfill the rest yet, okay? So we didn't say you had to do it in the bathtub. We just said that you have to bring the romance back, okay?
Okay.
All right, have a great day. Go for that bubble bath, girlfriend, or the wine, okay? Or both.
All right.
Talk to you soon. Bye.
Cool.
Yeah, that is so cute. So cute. I have so many callers on, and I know we only have 4 minutes. If I spend more than 4 minutes, I will not get Lauren to the doctor. So I'm going to put on, first I want everybody to know, and I'm going to put Kelly on while she can real quick. Kelly, we're not able to do so much more, but I just want to tell you with 3 minutes to go, we're good. But I just want everybody to know that both Candy and I do this for a living. Kelly did it for a living until she gets back to her cards. And please visit us at our website. Mine is BonnieAlbertsOnAir.com. There is a donate button for everyone if you'd like to donate to the show. Candy has her website. We both read. And Candy, can you give them yours, that you can be reached?
My website is www.CandicePlTTER.com.
Okay. So are you still on, Kelly?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. I am going, if you two would like to talk for 3 minutes, I'm just going to go get dressed. So I hate to tell you. I'm going to let you two talk.
Bonnie, I just noticed my husband's not up, and he has to be to work in a half hour.
Okay, so you want to wake him up then.
Yeah, so can we just, like.
Yes. Okay, I am. Okay. Kelly, we love you.
I'm sorry about that.
That's no problem. For everybody that's on, I am so sorry. Usually on Fridays, it is 8:30 to 10:30, but this week has changed. Next week, we're on as scheduled. And just to let everybody know, Monday is Susan Z. She will be with me at 1 o'clock. Tuesday is Jerry. Jerry rocks the house on Tuesday at 1. Then you've got Annabelle Brenda and Dr. Ron Cole for astrology at 3 o'clock. And Kelly, you can still call into that show because he'll take any question you have. On Thursday, we've got Brian Rawls. He's the healer. He speaks the language of light. And on Friday, it is me, guys, Mimi and me and Candy and Kelly and whoever wants to call in. And all of you, let's chat from 8:30 to 10:30. It is one of my favorite days because, of course, it's me. So everyone have a great weekend. I love everyone. And Kelly, good luck with the chicks. Let me know what happens, okay?
Absolutely.
Thank you, Candy. Yeah, I will. Absolutely. Everyone have a great day, a great weekend, and we will see you back on Monday. Mwah! We love you. Bye.